It's Vikings game plan in deep stretch before we handle the playoff version of the winning formula. Here is the DraftKings star of the week. It's Latavius Murray. Wobby, Vikings.com, Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live on Fox 9, and I'm Paul Allen. Let's handle some football-related topics a week in advance of the Vikings' first playoff game. The first one, as we perfect the product, is what needs to improve with the Minnesota Vikings to win playoff games, Ronald?
I'm going to have to say fourth quarter touchdown efficiency. Right now, in the fourth quarter, they're 25th for number of touchdowns scored in the fourth quarter. Now, field goals, they've had a lot, so they have to limit the number of times they're just going three and out in the red zone and kicking field goals, and actually put in the end zone a little bit more efficient in the red zone in the fourth quarter, because playoff games aren't easy to come by.
Let's perfect the product.
I'm going to go offense as well. I think negative yardage runs, there just are too many of them. In fact, as a percentage, the Vikings have more negative yardage runs than any other NFC playoff team, and they have the second most total negative yardage runs among playoff teams. And I think the offense has been really good this season, but if you wanted to nitpick it, I think it would be first down runs and getting into spots where it's not second and 10 and second and 9, getting into second and 7 even,
good one,
or second and 6. I really think that takes a lot of pressure off the offensive line.
Now, if you guys were to hand pick which team you would want to play at U.S. Bank Stadium divisional weekend, which one would it be and why?
I would pick Carolina, and I know the Vikings lost to Carolina this season, and they've already defeated the other two teams, but that kind of plays into it. You know, I have a lot of respect for Sean Payton and Sean McVay as play callers and play designers, and I think they're going to look at those two losses to the Vikings and figure out some counterattacks to what Mike Zimmer did well. And Mike Zimmer is in a tricky spot because he obviously constructed game plans that worked really well against those two teams. So he's not going to want to go away from a bunch of that stuff, but he can also expect that those two teams are going to have some counterattacks. The Panthers, meanwhile, I have a lot of respect for Cam Newton and what he's done in the playoffs. He's been an MVP. He's been to the Super Bowl. But I like the matchup of that Panthers offense coming to U.S. Bank Stadium.
Well designed. What do you got?
Yeah, I like that idea because it's tough to beat the same team twice. So the Panthers probably don't think they can beat the Vikings for the second time. But I'm going to go with the Rams. Simple fact of quarterback and Jared Goff, playoff atmosphere, fans and decibels are going to be through the roof. You have to look at Sean McVay, young coach, never been in this situation before. You know, having to play against one of the top defenses, when it gets loud, there's a lot of timeouts used, and the crowd can really affect them.
You know, according to everything we see, hear, and or read nationally, Sean McVay, coach of the LA Rams, probably favored to become coach of the year. The Rams offense went from last in the NFL in many categories all the way up to first. He's done a great job. So, with Sean McVay maybe favored in this race, Wobby, make a case for Mike Zimmer to become the 2017 Coach of the Year.
Well, I saw the Rams play without their starting quarterback and without their starting running back last week. Sean McVay didn't look like the Coach of the Year in that game.
That's a good
Mike
one.
Zimmer's been doing that for 15 games,
right,
and he should be the Coach of the Year because of the adversity that this man has dealt with, not just this season, but in past seasons, and he's got them to a 13-3 record.
Yeah.
You don't have to apologize for winning the NFC North this season without Aaron Rodgers, because with all due respect to the Packers, that team was not winning 14 games, and that's what it takes to beat the Vikings.
Boy, that was laid out nicely.
I agree. Coach Zimmer, with injuries, he's doing a lot of things that coaches could not do. Not only did he lose Teddy, he lost Sam, and now he has Case.
And he lost Dalvin.
And he lost Dalvin. So that's one of those things where, you're correct. If Sean McVay does not have Jared Goff or he does not have Todd Gurley, he is cooked goose forever.
Or duck,
as you'd say in Minnesota.
And we don't know. Maybe Sean McVay would find a way around it. I don't mean to disrespect him, but I'm just saying, can we cut Mike Zimmer a break here?
Right.
I mean, every single season, he's got some unbelievable adversity that confronts him, and all he does is win games and division titles.
And it doesn't matter to us what the national media says about Coach of the Year. We know McVay and Zimmer met one time this year, And we all know what happened. On behalf of Wobby and Ron Johnson and all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan, the postseason bye week. When we return next week, we will be scheming for a game. Can't wait.